It is definitely morning. Not too sure how good it is yet, but yeah, we made it to Monday. According to my Alexa, it's going to be thunderstorms. There ain't going to be any storms till this evening, I thought. Maybe a light rain this afternoon, but no thunderstorms. I don't know, but I guess Alexa's always right. Well, they just said today, so today goes till midnight, so it could be. I don't know. I just usually when I get up, I ask it. I just simply say, you know, weather, and then it says it's currently such and such. Today it'll be a high of this with a low of that, and then they'll generally give a brief cloudy with thunderstorms. So they don't really tell you when. All they were saying on the news that I was watching this morning, Michigan currently has the ninth worst air quality across the nation right now with these Canadian wildfires, and woke up once in the middle of the night, and you can see the moon was in a haze, that's for sure. But, yeah, I got the windows open for a little bit. Just get a little bit of fresh air or fresh smoky air into the place before I button it up when it gets real bad. Yeah, I've seen the haze. I don't know if that's what it is. I'm sure it is, but... I remember at 23, boy, it was, you could smell it, you know, I mean, you walked outside and it smelled like you were in a campfire, so, that was bad, so we'll see how bad this one gets. It's early, who knows how long these things will be burning. Well, the bad thing is that they're also moving east, across Canada, so they're just going to get closer to us before they get, snuffed out or burn out or whatever the case may be. So weird. I don't remember this ever happening before, you know, with just recent years. Seems like a couple years ago and then now. And I don't ever remember anything like this in all my years. Yeah, I can remember back when I was a kid, you know, we'd get snow about November, maybe December, and we wouldn't often see the ground until, you know, March, and, you know, there were multiple large, big snowfalls, and now we got, you know, you barely have anything that sticks, if it does, it's a day. Wildfires burning in Canada, a lot of different things going on than from when I was growing up. Oh, most definitely. You know, I do have a few weeks on you as far as time is concerned. And there are things my brother and sister went through in the 50s when they started going to school. Because of their age difference between them and me. And, I remember walking two blocks to the elementary school from my parents' house. And those are side street blocks, not full-length, you know, 20 houses on a block. Thing is, it was at the front yard, backyard type of a lot. Two blocks. And, you know, 8 inches of snow. Now you got kids that are walking two blocks that same distance, and they get bused to school. Or their parents take them to school. And school properties have to be reconfigured for drop-off and pick-up aisleways for cars to get through. So, yeah, a lot has changed in, you know, 50-plus years for me, and it's just... And it's the same with the weather. Snow and, fires and just the air quality, modernization. I don't know. Blame Al Gore, global warming.
I think he was just the one that raised concerns. I don't think he is to blame. So there you go. But, well, I don't know. Man, got
key voice going this morning. Yeah, I don't know. It's quite a bit different from when I was growing up, that's all. As far as the driving the kids to school and all that, yeah, it's, I don't know. No comment on that, why they feel compelled. I don't know if they do it for 8 blocks, but my kids were never able to ride a bus. Even when they had to go about 3/4 of a mile, they had to cross a main road. I don't think they even could get a bus then. Maybe junior high. But the high school and the elementary school was in the same square mile, so they didn't have to cross any major roads, and they didn't, they never rode the bus, so, but we did drop them off to junior high school more often than not, so there you go.
Well, in the relationship to the high school, yeah, I had to cross the major intersection of 11 Mile and Little Mac, and most of that for me was after they widened 11 Mile Road for 696 and cut the boulevard from just east of Little Mac down to Jefferson there. It used to be just a 2- or 3-lane highway back when I was a toddler that I can remember in 11 Mile from Little Mac to Beaconsfield, where 94 is cut through, was just 2 lanes. And I remember seeing all that construction going up. And, yeah, how times have changed and so on and so forth. And what was it, last summer or the summer before? They finally dug up 11 Mile from 94 down to Little Mac, put in all new plumbing, all new, you know, or drainage system, sidewalks, and resurfaced pretty much the entire stretch, quarter mile, whatever it was, of 11 Mile Road there, east of I-94. Had to get done. It was built back in the 60s, for sure.
Big yellow ball in the sky is
844 monitoring.
Whoa, 844 monitoring. Got that volume up pretty loud.
Okay, I got music. I had to wake up my internet music station this morning so I can have some noise in the background. That's about it, but yeah. Chiropractic today, and then I've got the air conditioning people coming in to change the filters in the living room and in the bedroom. Hopefully it only takes them about 10 minutes. One time it took them an hour and a half. I don't know why, but it took 3 guys in an hour and a half, and 1 guy can do it in 15 minutes. So I said to management, don't send this crew back here. I can't afford to be sitting around for an hour and a half and wait for them to do it. They said, an hour and a half? I said, yep, they were here for an hour and a half, from the time they started to the time they finished. Okay, thanks for letting us know.
What did they have to do?
They come in once a year and change the filters on the system. One's in the living room. It's that big, long, great thing you see. And as you've been in my apartment and seen probably, and then there's one small one that's about maybe 6x6 in the bedroom. And all you got to do is take the covers off, slide out the old filters, slide in the new filters, button everything back up, and they're done.
Yeah, an hour and a half seems a little excessive. Or was it casing the joint, or trying to catch you not looking?
Well, you're fully aware of all the pieces of crap I have around my apartment, and if they're casing the joint, I don't leave the apartment. I don't allow anybody in my apartment without my permission or knowledge, and 9 times out of 10, I'm usually here, even if they're here to change a light bulb. So it's just a case of, yeah, and I mean, they came in, they left, they came, they came, they left, they came back, and I said, guys, why don't you just finish this up right now? You're done. He goes, well, the other guy comes in and puts everything back together. One guy takes everything apart, one guy changes the filters, another guy puts everything back together. That's the most ridiculous system I've ever heard in my life. But they got the regular guy back to do it now, and he'll be in and out of here at the most 10 minutes.
W8RCY is standing by. Yeah, I'll be back, W8FU.
I'm sorry, I missed that last call.
I'm back.
Waiting on your coffee?
No, I haven't even got to my coffee yet. That's coming up here in about a mile. Anyhow, while I was on my call, I kept hearing a real weak station on this frequency. Wonder if fans open. Very unusual on this frequency. I've never heard another repeater on this one. So if we got a band opening, it's unusual.
Yeah, there have been moments there where I was not just waiting for to see if anybody else wanted to chime in, but the squelch sale didn't drop yet on my radio, and I'm waiting, and finally it dropped. But in the interim of that, I was getting flashes of a receive signal across the screen. So, yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if bands are opening up.
I think you're hearing a really, really weak repeater. That's what it is, holding your squelch open. I could hear it a little bit when I was hitting around 16 Grosbeck. Couldn't quite make it out. I thought I heard somebody say something about Novi, but that'd be crazy.
Well, Jack said he was talking to New York the other day on the other band, so it's, you know, the bands aren't that far apart from each other, just a couple of hertz here and there, but still, I don't know. I mean, anything's possible. This smoke could be changing the ceiling quite a bit as well, and playing games with the airwaves, not just sunspots and all the usual stuff.
The things that affect any of the bands up here, it's all the same. The bands are open for one, they're open for the other. I mean, the cutoff could be between the two bands. That would be extremely, you know, that'd be like a lotto catching when the cutoff was right between the bands with only 20 meg separation. And yeah, smoke has nothing to do with it because it's a matter of charging these particles in the ionosphere. And smoke can have nothing to do with that. So, take sunlight, solar flares, things like that. Well, not sunlight, but solar flares, electromagnetic radiation from the sun to do that. Ah, man, I'm going to skip the coffee this morning and head right into work.
Okay, I'll call ahead and let them know that the chief is coming. Look busy.
Yep. The only problem is, at this hour, I'm the only one in there. Well, got one other guy, maybe.
That must be Paul, because he never leaves the place. Every time you guys are there, I hear you guys talking about him, so he's like, I didn't ask one time, does he ever go home? Diagnosed it before I could tell you that those previous two transmissions were just total, caca, so to speak. But since you realized it was VHT, well, we kind of know what the problem is.
Test. 1, 2, 3.
I was able to understand that, but it was a little muffled and a little crunchy. Okay, well, if you can still hear me, I'm going to sign off and let you get your day and your week started. Make the best of it. Hope it's a good one. And all the best to the guys. W-H-R-C-Y, we're clear.
W8BD mobile, heading towards the office.
I will call them and warn them that you are on your way. Good morning, W8RCY.
I'll be right back. I'm on the phone. It rang. Hey, Don. What's up? Now I'm going to even be here less time. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. I heard you out there. So I thought maybe somebody would acknowledge you and say hello and wave a hand and wish you a good work week.
I appreciate it. I didn't get to your radio. I got to Dave. I got his done. So, Dave Purnell, I got his done. Yours is next.
So it's right from the get-go. No rush, no worries, no hurry. Get to it when you get to it. I understand how busy you are. There are people on the list that are ahead of me, so I have all the time and patience in the world. Just take your time, you know, check, recheck, double check, 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 cross the I's and dot the T's before you button it all up, and I know I'll be a happy camper in the long run.
Okay. 73s and all those other numbers that we're supposed to say or not say or whatever. I shall chat later. I'm at the office. W-A-B.
Okay.
Back. I got to do a lot of driving in about a half hour. A lot of driving. All right, later.
W-A-W, A-B-A-B here.
W-A-B-D. K-E-8-N-Y-U, W-A-B-D.
K-E-8-N-Y-U-W-A-B-D, formerly.
Hey, call sign changed. W-A-B-D, where are you at?
I'm in line as Tim Hortons trying to get my coffee.
All right, I'll meet you at the gas station at Myers.
Okay, sounds good. You won't miss me. I've got the ARPSC signs on the side of the truck, so.
I'm driving a white Ford Fusion with a couple antennas on the roof.
Copy that. I shouldn't be too much longer. It was late to two cars in front of me and moving slow.
Did you already order?
Yeah, I did an online order. Wait for, to pick it up.
Okay, yeah, this is your radio, by the way.
Hey, it sounds really good.
Of course it does. The Big M. Batmobile. All right. I'll see you at the gas station.
All right, sounds good.
He's driving a white Ford Fusion with Scott VD.
Yeah, I'll be at the clinic. Right next to the gas station.
Okay, that was funny. Keep it up, Samir.
Very good. Hey, Jeff, you got a P25 radio with you?
Maybe I'm making it better now. I think I was going through an internet left zone. Martin Wally said, I don't care who you are, I think that was funny.
Yeah, I know. I got to go to the clinic.
So?
Between Sean's call sign and my call sign, you guys are going to have a lot of fun.
Yeah, but Sean's all natural. Yours is something nobody wants, right?
Okay, I just asked my 35-year-old son what BD was, and he said he shook his head no. So this is the generational thing, guys. So we're all showing our age. The exact question was, what is BD?
I said, I think that just because you brought him up right, you didn't have to worry about getting a disease.
Oh, no, not this guy. I'm surprised he doesn't have 14 different child support payments.
Oh, my.
Yeah, so there you go, Jeff. As you're driving around, ask the 30-somethings. I forget what they call them. They call us boomers, and I don't know what we call them. Ask them if they know what it means. I'll bet you they don't, because I was kind of surprised. So, all right, I got to go, guys. W8VD
from W8STD.
Now he knows what that means. Nowadays I think they call them STDs. Yeah, he's shaking his head up and down. He knows what that is, but he doesn't know what the other is. So, it must be a 50s plus something.
N8 HIV clear. All right.
I don't know why, but that other guy sounds like he's in a tunnel somewhere. You must be good with your BD calculator. Carry it up over there.
All right, enough kidding around. This is actually W8FU.
Oh, really, FU?
Ask him if he knows what that means.
Okay, at NYU, I'm still trying to get out of this office. I'll be there in a minute.
Copy, no hurry.
I am back on a real radio. WABD. Dave, the good news is I'm mobile. WABD.
Are you on a Batting radio?
I am on a bat radio. Yes, I am. Oh, I yelled that. I'm sorry. I'm meeting Dave, KDE-NYU. I got to give him his bat radio.
Copy that. Dan, have a great day. W8RCY. Me and the chiropractor.
Traffic is getting so heavy around here, Dave.
Yeah, I noticed that it's pretty busy up here lately. We usually stop. We'll come out here once in a while. And it's been bad lately.
Hey, I have a quick question. Do I need to wear protection or gloves when I talk to BD?
Nope, but he's here. All right. Talk to you guys later. I got to look for an ARPSC vehicle.
W8BD.
KE8NYU, WADD.
Jeff Haley, the APR.
Yeah.
Hey, are you going to be around your office Wednesday around 3 o'clock?
Probably.
So I'm probably going to be going right by there. I've got to go from roughly Harper and I think like 13 mile all the way up to M59 and Schinner, which I think takes you right by your office. I could pick up those things from you then. Would that work?
Yeah, it should. No see problem.
Okay, we'll shoot for that. So, that'd be good, because I won't be at breakfast Saturday. I'm gonna go to that Midland slot. All right, I'll talk to you later. Sounds like you're busy. ABPR.
Yeah, I'm trying to sort through a spreadsheet, get some things figured out. But that should work. It should be no problem. I'll talk to you later. W8FU.
WDAKOL monitoring. W8RCY. W8BD. W8RCY. W8BD. W8RCY. What are you calling? Oh, I guess my hearing aids are shot. W8RCY. No, they're not. Popped on another channel. Oh, you're trying to reach me on another channel? I was on the phone. I tried to... No. No, I'm just telling you, I got the handy talkie done. Okie dokie, I much appreciate it. And, yeah. Just, you know, again, take your time with the other one and everything else. And, you know, we'll go up from there as time permits. Not a hurry.
Okay. Change the PL. And fills to 123, and change the CV channel to Troy.
Oh, that CV channel. I'm going, okay, wait a minute. You're putting 11 meter in my radio now, too?
Yeah, but you have to get a different antenna.
Stainless steel whip off the top of my AC, that will really go over good, especially with that spring on it, too.
There you go. You can tie it on the back part of your bicycle. All right. I'll try to get this back to you sooner than later. I got to get back to work. I took a long lunch. I figured I'm going to get this done. W8BD.
Okay. Appreciate it. No rush to get back to me. I got radios to talk on. And got something else to talk with. So, have a good afternoon. W8RCY.
This is W8VIJ calling on the K8FBI repeater. W8VIJ calling and standing by.
VIJ, Greg in Waterford, are you still out there? K8WOJ. Guess I missed him. K8WOJ clear. W8BD.
WD8KLL in a mobile.
Good afternoon. Only here for about 3-4 minutes. I'll still work, but where did I throw my call out? Name here is Wally with the Alpha Lima Lima Yankee. The call sign is W8BD.
W8BD. Wally, nice to meet you, sir. My name's Greg. WD8KLL. Fairly new ham, just got my license the end of March. How you doing today?
I'm doing good. I had a busy day that started off, and it got the biggest part of it got canceled. So I'm doing pretty good. Tonight is golf night, so I'm going to go to the office here, work for about another hour and a half, and then I got to head towards my golf league.
Oh, good for you. That's a lot of fun, golf. It's been 7 years since I've done it because I've had a back injury, but loved playing golf for sure. So, you should have, I don't know if it's going to rain later or not, but you might dodge a storm or two.
Yeah, they said that over here. I'm in the, the golf course is up in Richmond. So they said it shouldn't start till about 8 o'clock. So hopefully we start at 5 and we only do 9 holes. So hopefully we'll be out of there by that time. So I don't mind a little water. It's the lightning. You know, that's what scares you, because that's what will get you. Okay, sir. I've heard you on there a couple, 3 times, but I've been busy the last couple, 3 weeks. So I got to say adios for a moment, because I got to go into the office and make peace. So you take care. I didn't catch your whole call sign, but I will. W8BA Claire.
Okay, Wally. Yeah, you have a good day. And hit them long, hard, and straight. We'll talk at you later. WDAKLL, we're clear.
W8FOO.
How do you do? I pity the fool. I'm thinking about ordering Chinese food. By the way, if I sound scratchy, crumbly, not in 100%, let me know. A little scratchy, not so much crumbly. You are audible. You're making it in. But like I said, there's some static in there. And you know, it's not your receiver, the repeater. It's me. Get in. Well, I'm out front getting snowed on with cottonwood stuff. And there's enough of that in the atmosphere to maybe cause the disturbance as well. It looks like it's snowing out here. That last transmission was a 0 copy. But anywho, glad you're on your way home. And, I think you saw my picture I sent you. I actually have a node now, and I'm afraid to even try to plug it in, so I don't want to blow it up. I'll catch up with you later. W8RCY.
W4XED, this is W3LNS.
WADD. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, John. W8FU88FK.
How you doing, Len? Everything good?
I don't know everything, but I appreciate the vote of confidence you think I do. But things are well here. We're just taking care of some club business and doing a little chores around the house. Been a very pleasant day. Went over and saw Bob today and talked to John for a little while. We just had to bump into John while he's doing a bike ride. I was out on my bike, so. But, yep, things are good. Back to you, John, Sean.
Well, real good. So I don't know if you've been affected by this whole Rite Aid thing. We were Rite Aid people, and what is wrong with that person? Very strange, sitting at a three-way stop where a road T-bones into another road. The person that's supposed to go keeps swagging everybody. Anyhow, enough of that. Yeah, so had to switch over to Walgreens because they had a whole Rite Aid snafu, and it hasn't been pleasant. You got any experience with that, if you had to do any of that?
Negative, because I'm not into the drug scene. I might go in there and get some shaving cream once a year or razor blades or maybe a Band-Aid, but I don't know what you're really talking about. It's, I don't know anything about it there, Sean.
Well, I consider myself pretty fortunate that I don't have a lot of stuff that I have to get scripts for, but I got a couple. I'm really shocked that between you and your better half there, you don't have anything you have to go to the pharmacy for. That's pretty good. Thumbs up.
We don't have challenges, but there's better ways, we feel, of dealing with it. So, John, I spent about a half an hour talking about this here, about the medical scene. We spent about a half an hour talking about it in the middle of the road there in the subdivision. A couple hours ago. So, anyway, were you out in the mobile, I take it? Are you on your way home?
Yeah, I just was on my way home. I stopped at Walgreens up there at the corner to pick up a script for my wife, and I've just arrived at home. I just backed in, so I'll make this my last after yours, and either way, if you found a way around the whole, you know, pharmaceutical merry-go-round, then good for you. I'm pretty clear. I take one cholesterol pill and one for my sugar, and that's it. Everything else is just so. I feel pretty fortunate that that's all I have to deal with. All right, we'll catch you later, Len. After yours, I'm going to, though, jump out of the car here because I have arrived. 88FK from W8FU.
Good evening, and we'll be listening. 73 there, Sean. 88FK. 88FK, KE4ZYQ. Well, then I must have stopped on your scanning or something like that. Hello, Joe, how are you? Uncle Len, I'm doing pretty good still, by the grace of God. I sit and listen to a lot of different frequencies, sometimes when I'm not busy doing laundry or all the other necessities. So between that and checking out information on the TV and doing some reading, all sorts of stuff, but yeah, not too bad. Surviving. It's a beautiful day out there. Went out for a bike ride. I just was talking to Sean, and went over to Bob's a little bit. So the three of us had a little time of talking about field day and a few other things, and so it was nice getting out. Yeah. I guess it's a little more of a challenge for you to do it, to get outside, but hopefully you can. Back to you. So, well, I get out periodically, sit out or get out and do things. But with the weather and the atmosphere with the Canadian forest fires that are putting a lot of contaminants in the air, I hope our buddy over there in Troy, Mr. Jeff, doesn't get allergies due to the smoke or the forest fire contaminants in the air, because our air quality a few days ago was the worst in the world. Any measurement of air quality, we hit an all-time low recently because of the forest fires. Back to you.
About it, but really hasn't affected me. I heard a couple of people say that they could smell it, but I guess it all depends on the prevailing winds, so where it is coming from. I don't know, is it in the Ontario is where the fires are?
KE4ZYQ, well, it's northwest, if you go, northwest, way up in Canada, swooping down into, like, Wisconsin, Illinois, and then Michigan. So it's way up there, but it's definitely a lot of particulates small, they said everything that's in the air getting transferred all over the place is very small.
It's a long ways away. I remember when Mount St. Helen, was it, took off and dumped all this stuff in the high atmosphere and put it in orbit, basically. a couple of volcanoes can really change the weather dramatically and make it winter for several years at a time. I've heard tell about it. You got the Weather Channel's talking about some unusual activity of the volcanic activity and earthquakes and so forth over in Italy and Europe, and we got several here in this country here that they're watching. I guess this hasn't developed yet, but I know we've had earthquakes in this country a few times, in key places. Oh, yeah. Well, these are challenging times, and sometimes to be aware and prepare if you can. AD8FK.
Len, you sound like you're on the base unit. You want to go to the other opportunity talk area?
We're gone, 88FK.
KE4ZYQ, clear frequency.
Thank you, Teresa.
DRC.
E
KGO. How's it going, Jack?
Good. How about you?
On my way home. Started early today. Heard you on the East Coast Reflector this morning.
Yes. I'm like almost every day there. Every day in the morning. But I like to be out there after 8 o'clock.
Yeah, that's usually when I'm on there, too. If I remember. I haven't been in ECR for a while, but I'm usually was on there every time I was out early in the morning before 9. Decided to pop into this morning, and I heard your call on there.
Oh, yeah. Well, last week it was one question. How do you, hang the toilet paper? I laughed out of that one. Somebody said frontwards. A lot of people said frontwards. I said backwards. So I don't know what's right or wrong. Yeah, you're right about that. Anyhow, and they have really good questions, and a lot of people answer the question. One day it was, what kind of milk do you drink in the morning? Everybody said, a lot of people said 2%. I said, no, I drink coconut milk, which is coconut milk really is good. I drink it with a cereal, put it in the cereal and mix it up.
I drink 1% lactose free.
I see what you're saying. Okay, well, good talking to you. Really, because I'm on my destination. I'll be back out in maybe a few minutes or 5 minutes. If you're still around, I'll give you a shout again. You take care, and good talking to you. KF8DRC.
Oh, I'm always here, Jack. I'm the Jabber Joe, FBI member. KGO, so I'm KGO for now.
Didn't quite catch that.
KGO, Kilo Charlie 8, Kilo Juliet Oscar.
I'm up in Birds, so I'm not too far, but I'm not on that one.
Where are you at, Birds Run?
Birds, just west of Birds Run, about 9 miles west.
Gotcha. Yeah, M53 over here in Washington, Romeo area. Romeo's out here, but I think he's kind of scratchy on it. I want to get close to Romeo Road or 32 Mile Road, and I can get the Richmond Tower pretty good.
Coming in pretty good now, just a little crackled, but everything's coming through clear. There in the Saginaw Township. Now I haven't even hooked it up to the outdoor ground plane.
This is my mobile. I think I just got a little Comet MR-77 mag mount, but it's my work vehicle, so don't want to put no holes in the roof. KCKJO. I'm just lucky I could mount the radio in my van.
I'm trying to figure out which mobile I want yet. Not entirely sure yet.
I have the Alico DR-75. It's a nice radio. It's got a nice big display because I'm blind as a bat sometimes. And I got full power on both UHF and VHF. Also the other one, they have like, 70 or 75 on VHF, but for UHF it only drops down to 50. And this one does a full 70 on VHF and a full 70 on UHF, and I've been pretty pleased with it. It's got an auto-cooling fan in the back, so I don't got to touch anything, easy to program too.
And which one was that again? KF-8-EAP.
It's the Alico, A-L-I-N-C-O. I got it from DX Engineering, pretty fair price. They have some really nice ones in there too. You got the Yaesu's and they got an ICOM and Kenwood's in there too. But it all depends on what you're looking for. This one here has the repeater option in it, so I can call into the radio on VHF and repeat out on UHF and vice versa if I wanted to.
Pretty convenient. I might have to check that one out.
Yeah, like I said, it's got a nice big display on it, so it sits across from my dash here, or on my dash, behind my, the radio for the van. So, and it's got the remote head if I want to do it that way and put the base down somewhere else. I like it.
I'm getting ready for a trip down through Ohio to Pennsylvania, and I'm going to have to take HG because I don't think I'm going to get a mobile before then and programmed up. That's kind of what I'm looking at, though. get into for when I travel, too.
Well, it depends on when you're leaving and how long it's going to take on the ship. I think I got mine in like 5 business days, possibly. I can't remember. I bought it early last year. But you want to do that, and you're going to, I think it's a 2x4 is the a nice antenna that everybody's been telling me about. Well, it depends on what you want to spend and what you want to get.
Won't be going too crazy on the mobile. But when I get my ham jack set up, it's going to get pretty interesting.
And a co-worker of mine's got a mobile, and I think his is a ICOM, I'm pretty sure. So he has an ICOM, I think. His was about $20 less than mine was. But they both have the similar features. This one does digital. I just got to put the digital chip in it. It does TMR digital, where the ICOM, I think, does, what does it do? Oh, what's the other one? I think either D-Star or Fusion. I forgot which one it is.
You say that was the DR-735?
Yeah, by Alinco. A-L-I-N-C-O.
Alright, I'm just pulling that up now. Let's kind of looking into that now. Alright, well, I'm going to hop off here for now. I got to start making dinner. KF8EAT.
Well, 73 G, sir. This is Kilo Charlie 8, Kilo Juliet Oscar. The name is Tom, Tango Oscar Mike.
Forgot. My name is Luke. KF8EAT.
Well, good to meet you. I'm usually on here every day, on and off, throughout the day, except for the weekends, but I'm on there every so often. But enjoy making dinner. That's what I'm doing. I'm heading home to go eat. 73, KCKGO.
KF8, CZV, monitoring.
W8FU.
Calgon, take me away. Or did I have such a bad day, except for my package that came. Everything else is just tank.
Why did you have a bad day?
Three guys. 2 hours, 5 minutes to change 2 filters and flush out the line.
Oh, yeah, that was, yeah. So your new record, an extra 35 minutes.
I haven't eaten at all today either. I figure they'll be here by noon. In and out of here in probably no more than 30 minutes, and that's stretching it. Nope. He showed up at 12:50 and almost left at 2:55. You know, 2 hours and like 5 minutes. I actually clocked in, it was 2 hours and 4 minutes, so I'll give him the benefit of the doubt. Yeah, and then I got my little package, and I opened it up, and they don't give me any kind of instructions or anything how to set it up. Or anything, and I'm trying to figure it out here on my own, and of course I'm not dumb enough to figure it out on my own, so yeah, it's just been a frustrating day, and I haven't eaten all day.
Well, the instructions are on their website, but
all you do is plug it in, fire up your phone, and you know, with the app, you'll find it. If your phone and your, well, your node's going to be on the same network as, you know, so you just got to make sure your phone's connected to your Wi-Fi, and then you'll see it. It'll pop up, and it's all pretty intuitive from there. The only thing you really got to do is click. I think it's connections. I'd have to look at mine. I'm driving, but like something like connections, you just punch in a number. So do you remember a bit where you have to hold the strobe over the top of it and let it read it? Not if you gave him your Wi-Fi SSID and password, then it fires right up. That's only if you don't do that, which I'm pretty sure you did. Yes, I did, but it still asked me for the SSID and the passkey, and then, it, like I said, I had to do the light-up thing with the strobe and all that, and I just said, tried it once, nothing, tried it twice, the second time, nothing, so I just threw in the towel for the night, and I'm sitting here just about pulling out what's left of my hair, and I'll look at it this way. Tomorrow's another day. What is asking you to do that? You fire up the app on your phone, and unless you hit that button to do that, it shouldn't be asking you for that. It should just fire up and be online. The All-Star app or the ClearNote app? There's nothing but the ClearNote app with a ClearNote. I mean, there is, but nothing you should be monkeying with. You fire up the phone app, the ClearNote app, and as long as your phone is on the same network as, which, first of all, which SSID and password did you give him? Because that's the network it's going to connect to. If it's your phone's, you got to make sure your hotspot's on. If it's your home, if it's your apartment, then you got to make sure your phone is connected to that Wi-Fi, because it's going to connect automatically to whichever one you gave him the credentials for. But I've got to get food. I'm outside National here. I got to go get my stuff. I'll be back in a minute. W8FU. I'm going to tackle this tomorrow if you can still hear me. I'll let you have your food, let you have your evening with your with the missus and everything. I'll just do this tomorrow. I'll just start over from scratch. Have a good night. W8RCY. Okay. Got the goods on the way home. I'm going to pack it in for the night and just start tomorrow with a clean, fresh slate. Let you get home. Enjoy your meal. Enjoy your time with the missus. And I will talk to you either tomorrow or later on in the week. I guess Wally's got my HT done, and he'll get that either to you or to me sometime this week, and that's pretty much where we're at. All right, but I want to get something straight. You did power it up in the apartment, right, at some point today? So you have had it powered up. For about an hour. Okay, because when you're powered up, if you go to allstarlink.org, you can look and see, and if you're registered, if you're online, you'll know you're connected to your Wi-Fi. I can go look now, since you had it booted up, and I can see last online. It'll say never, or it'll say, you know, 2 hours ago or something like that. If it says it was connected a couple hours ago, then, yep, it's finding and connecting to your Wi-Fi, so you're going through a whole bunch of stuff you don't need to go through. Okay, well, I don't want to distract your evening too much, but I have one last question. How come it's not showing up on my Wi-Fi mapping? I have my laptop, my tablet, my phone, and I have a DMR radio that are all there, and I dropped the DMR radio because I'm going to get rid of it. it recognizes all that, but it's not recognizing the notes, so that's another reason I'm baffled. But anyway, we'll talk about it tomorrow. Get yourself home, enjoy your meal, enjoy your missus, and we will talk later on in the week. W8RCY. Well, if you didn't see it on your router, then chances are it's not there, so I don't know how that went wrong, unless you tried that Wi-Fi by light thing before giving it a chance to connect. I'm sure you went and looked to see if it was there before you did that, so the easy way to tell is, you know, it'll show up in your list when you first fire up the app. It'll, there it'll be, provided the phone is connected to the Wi-Fi as well. So, okay. These are pretty much no-brainers. If they, if you give them the proper credentials for your Wi-Fi, then you plug them in and they connect, and that's pretty much all she wrote. All right. What is that knucklehead doing? God almighty, people just don't know how to drive. Okay, well, you do whatever you're comfortable with, and I'm going to go eat.
Enjoy your dinner. I am going to try to find something here in the house to eat, which isn't much, but I just, forget it. You know where I'm at. All I can do is laugh right now. W8RCY, have a good night.
KF8DRC from WD8KLO.
KF8DRC. Go ahead, Greg.
So, hello, Jack. How you doing this evening?
Oh, very good. How about you? I shouted for you about 2 minutes ago. No, about 5 minutes ago. But you're all right. Anyhow, I answer you. You answer back anyhow. How you doing today? With that rain out there?
Yeah, doing pretty good. We didn't get to too much, just a little bit. Got windy here for a minute and got a little bit of rain, but sidewalks and that are just showing a little bit of water on them. That's about it. You guys get much down there?
Not much really around. It's just that wind was blowing so hard that that front yard, the tree, it went back and forth, about 3-4 times, and that's about it.
Roger that. Did you try that seafoam in your weed whacker?
Yeah, I went out there and got one, and I tried it. It didn't work yet. Maybe tomorrow it'll work, because it needs time to go through all the cycle, I believe. Roger?
Yeah, I was going to say, push your primer and, you know, give it a few tugs to try and get that fuel, you know, once it's all mixed up there, and let it sit. Yeah, let it sit overnight. I don't That'll break it up.
Yeah, that's for sure. I think I'm going to change the gas too. Go to Meijer's and buy the gas from there. That expensive gas, it should help out a little bit too. Roger?
Yeah, a lot of times if you can find that wreck fuel, you know, it's it doesn't have any ethanol in it, you know, but weed whacker you probably go through quite fast, but a lot of that ethanol will turn, you know, those small engines there that'll get them clogged up in a hurry if you don't use them very much.
You're right about that. Anyhow, I was on the 10-meter a little bit earlier. I didn't find nobody. Everybody sounds like on the 40-meter.
Yeah, you're right. I spun the dial a little bit earlier, too, and I didn't hear anything on 10-meter anyways. I'm pretty quiet.
It's been a little quiet here, too. I don't know, maybe people you get tired, get off of work, be tired a little bit, relax, and that rain too, a little bit.
Well, it's going to be good for your garden. How's that coming along?
I think coming okay, not bad. I planted 12 cucumbers. I end up with 6. I don't know what happened, the other 6 died or something like that. And everything, peppers there, jalapeno there, and eggplant too, and eggplant too.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, I caught most of that. You were dropping in and out a little bit there. Very good. Yeah, you should have a good crop there. Your neighbors would be happy. You probably end up handing out a lot of that stuff, huh?
Let me switch to one.
Okay, yeah, you're dropping out.
How about now? Is now any better?
Yeah, it seems to be. Yep. WDAKLO.
DRC. Yeah, they're growing. The cucumber is growing too. You know, they got big leaves right now, but they're not out yet. But the tomato, I'm surprised the tomatoes, they have a flower in them.
Yeah, what kind of tomatoes you growing?
My favorite Amish tomatoes, about 2 of them, and a big boy, and beef steak.
Ah, very good. Yeah, I heard those Amish tomatoes are really good. I'm going to have to find some of them.
I got one that planted on, one in the corner, it'll grow, you know what I'm saying? But they're good.
Good deal. Well, I ended up buying another DB20 today. I'm going to switch it between the truck and the side-by-side, I think.
I don't know. Why? Is it going to... Oh, you want one at the house. Well, no, you don't have to run into the house. He probably could be doing with that Yezu out there, isn't it?
No, right now I'm using a little handheld, that TID radio for GMRS. Yezu, I can't do GMRS on that.
Oh, I don't know that. I thought you can open them up. Yezu is easy to open up?
I don't know. I'm not going to mess with it. I wanted to have a
another radio for the side-by-side, so I'll just switch it back and forth.
He'll like that side-by-side and get you one of the Magnum out, and you got one anyhow. You got the Magnum out. Use that one.
Yep, that's the plan. Yeah, I figured we're gonna take it up and run the trails around up north, and I want to have a radio in that for the trail riding.
Well, that's good. Yeah, you can do that with that DB20. It'd be good enough to hear people out there, because that thing is so good, unbelievable. That DB20G.
Yeah, I mean, for $100, you can't beat that little radio. I've had it running since December in the house here, running GMRS, and it's worked flawlessly. So it's a good little radio for what it's used for.
Yeah, oh yeah. I tell you one thing, I haven't seen no other radio just like that. That DB20. Some people have that 25, and there's nothing but the problems. I don't know why they didn't make them like the 20, but they made the 20 the perfect way.
You know, you're exactly right. I've heard two or three guys that has had bought in the 25s and had problems with them and ended up sending them back. So I don't know. It's just, they were made like the DB20s. At least the ones that we've all purchased have been good so far.
Sir, how's that hotspot? Did you get on the hotspot today, this morning?
Yeah, the hotspot, I've been using that quite a bit. You know, usually if I don't hear anything on the repeaters and what have you, I'll flip that on and listen. But I didn't get up this morning early enough to do the morning brew. Were you on there?
Yeah, a lot of people heard me out there this morning on the morning brew.
You're probably getting a celebrity on there, Jack.
Yeah, even the guy that runs that morning group, he was saying something today. He was laughing when I said, KFA, Detroit Rock City.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah, whoever came up with that one, that's a good one for you, for sure.
I see what you're saying. Well, I like it, you know what I mean? And I don't know, it sounds like to me they have more attention when I put out my call sign.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a good one, Jack, for sure. I always laugh when you do it. It's actually hilarious.
Greg? That's the way it is. I don't know what was today. I forgot all about it today. Today was, you wake up early or you wake up late or something like that. I said, no, I wake up about 10 o'clock, 10:30, and that's the time when I have my coffee.
Yeah, I got you. Yeah, lately I've been sleeping in, staying up too late. Usually going to bed about 1 o'clock, and then I get up, you know, earlier or later, so kind of off schedule.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, when you sit watching the movie or on the radio or something like that, you don't know what time it is. You know what I'm saying? That's why you wake up a little bit late. I usually sometime I do that too, you know, wake up late, you know, like yesterday. I didn't do that. I didn't wake up on time. So, I just went to sleep back again, and that was it. Sometimes I wake up at 5 o'clock. There's nothing going on at 5. So I go, you know, take another nap.
Yep, nothing wrong with a nap. I used to say I never could take a nap when I was working. But after about 6 months of being off of work, a nap feels pretty good after working 40 years.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's for sure. Well, we'll talk again, Greg. I'm going to have some tea and with a little sweet, and I will talk to you a little bit later. KF8VRC.
That sounds good. Might have to do something like that myself. All right, Jack. Good talking with you, bud. We'll talk again. KF8DRC, WD8KLL. We'll be clear.
KF8DRC, it is up, Jack.
Go ahead.
Where are you located?
Come on back with a call. I'm located in Rochester.
Okay, I'll let the repeater drop. Okay, do you know where this repeater located?
It'd be one repeater.
Okay, I thought that one repeater was 443-550.
I didn't get the call sign. Could you please notify the call sign? Verify call sign?
Want to know my call sign?
I didn't get it because you were cutting off.
Okay, you want to know my call sign is?
Your call sign, because you were cutting off, I don't know why, in and out.
My call is November 8th, Whiskey Juliet Lima. Copy?
Thank you. Mine is KF8DRC, KF8 Detroit Rock City.
All right, Detroit Rock City, KF8. Yeah, you're probably new there. I can tell by that KF8. All right. Yeah, I just kind of wanted to Rochester. That's all right. I'm making a long haul across all the way to Northwest Detroit, all the way over there. Okay. Well, thank you for coming back. This is November 8th. We're just leaving.
Good talking to you. Yeah, you have a good evening. N8WJL KF8DRC.